We have now come to the statue of Gandhi.
When Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. heard the president of Howard University, Mordecai Johnson, speak about a trip he took to India in 1950, King was so inspired by the life and teachings of Mohandas Gandhi that he immediately began educating himself about the Indian leader. His message was so profound and electrifying that I left the meeting and bought a half dozen books on Gandhi's life and works, King wrote in his first book, Stride Toward Freedom, about Johnson's speech. Like most people, I had heard of Gandhi, but I had never studied him seriously. As I read, I became deeply fascinated by his campaigns of nonviolent resistance. In 1959, Dr. Martin Luther King visited India, touring the subcontinent and meeting dignitaries, relatives, and friends of the man honored as the father of India. In an article written for Ebony magazine, King called his visit to India the most concentrated and eye-opening experience of my life. Because of this connection, we think it is pretty special that a statue of Gandhi sits just west of our school.
We shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not be moved. Union is behind us. We shall not be moved. The union is behind us. We shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, we shall not be moved. We're fighting for our freedom. We shall not be moved. Fighting for our freedom. We shall not. We're fighting for our children. shall not, we shall not be moved like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not be moved.